This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1620, how to clarify when someone doesn't understand in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. When you explain a technical point in English to someone and they repeat it back to you to make sure they got it, what can you say if they didn't actually understand? Find out how to get this super advanced and important connection skill in English today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm excited. I love the month of August. It's my favorite because it really is truly a relaxation month.
Yeah. August is good. Good but hot.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I like it, but I'm terrible. You know, I'm the type of person that's like, oh no, it's almost the end of summer, and then I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. I know. It is kind of, but early August is a good time. It's not quite the end of summer yet. It's still midsummer in my mind.
Midsummer. I like that because I've heard like some people I know, they like consider July 4th, summer's pretty much over.
Oh my gosh. That's... No. Well, maybe if you're talking to teachers, I think a lot of teachers end up going back in mid-August or in early August even.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's different all over the country. Anyway, we still have more summer to enjoy, right, Lindsay?
For sure. A whole lot more. Actually, right now this week, I'm in Nashville at a conference. Oh. So Nashville, yay. Have you ever been to Nashville, Michelle?
I haven't. I would love to go to Nashville. I've heard really good things.
Yeah, I'm not even a country music fan, but Nashville is a magical place in the sense that any restaurant you walk into, there's usually live music most nights. So you can walk in and get a front row seat to honestly some really good music, like up and coming musicians. They all go there.
How many times have you been there?
I've been there twice.
Okay, nice.
This will be number three. Okay. There's going to be a conference, podcasting conference, and then I'm going to be hanging out in the city. So good times.
That's great. Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, has anybody ever like, if you were explaining something, okay, let me paint the picture.
Okay.
You're explaining something and someone's trying to say like, oh, so it's this, and they're trying to understand and they're wrong. Okay. They're checking with you that they understood something. Do you ever have to correct people then?
Oh yeah. It ends up getting kind of awkward. I think about this a lot actually, because people in English often say like the word yeah is just used a lot. Yes. Yeah. But I think people might say that regardless of whether you're right or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just said it.
And sometimes I wonder if people are just saying yeah, yeah. And I'm not on the right track. So we actually need better tools. Our listeners need better tools to delicately correct, especially when it's in business. We need to know the right information, right, Michelle?
Right, because like you said, it can feel awkward. It's like this person is like, they think they got it. They're kind of happy, like, oh, it's clicking. And then you're like,
it's not.
Like, you wish you could just be like, yeah, you're perfect, you got it. But, like, the truth is it doesn't always go like that. Sometimes, I mean, this is the truth. Like, when you're learning something, sometimes you have to have it explained in different ways multiple times, and that's totally normal. So we shouldn't feel bad about correcting the person and being like, oh, no, like, still, okay, girl, you know, not yet. You didn't get it.
Yeah,
know?
We shouldn't feel bad, but also we want to make sure we're not too harsh. Like, right. Not too rude, of course, right? You want to maintain that connection. No one has to tell you that, Michelle.
Of course. I mean, guys, we spoke about this on episode 1591, and we were talking about episode 1576. So this is what I'm going to call a follow-up to a follow-up.
Very nice. I love it. We've done so many episodes on this show that we need follow-ups to follow-ups to follow-up soon, I suppose. To follow-ups,
yeah. It's true. I mean, we were talking about different ways to show someone you understand on this episode. Like rephrasing things like that.
Okay.
I think it was because of our conversations and coffee.
Yeah.
But we touched on what to do if someone checks for understanding and they're wrong. So we're going to get into how to like handle this awkward situation in a way that's nice and polite and, you know, it's not going to break a connection.
Yeah, I love this. This is such a high level skill that I think our listeners are going to love and just be able to use right away. Because I guess a lot of our listeners, you guys are experts in certain fields, right? You have your high achievers in your career. You've done well in your career and you probably have an expertise. Maybe it's software engineering. Maybe it's something technical, mathematical equations. I don't know.
Right.
But they're tricky things to explain sometimes, your technical expertise. So this might happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, okay, well, let's get into that in just a second. But guys, we want to remind you, if you don't know about it already, of the IELTS Energy podcast. This is an awesome podcast with Jessica, who was an IELTS examiner for 14 years, right, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Jessica was an examiner. She's graded thousands and thousands of writing tasks and been an examiner in thousands of speaking tests. So she knows exactly what you guys need to get that band 7. We have this whole podcast, right? Michelle, again, what should they type in to search for it if they are taking IELTS?
IELTS Energy podcast, and that's with Jessica and Aubrey, and they are so great.
So great. So guys, there's going to be some fun things going on over there in the month of August. So if IELTS is anywhere in the next year for you on your horizon, definitely go and follow that podcast. Do not miss what's happening this month over there. Okay.
Perfect. So guys, listen to that. And yeah, again, listen to episodes. We have 1576 and 1591. So you can understand the whole follow-up to a follow-up situation.
And those episodes are on All Ears English podcast, right, Michelle?
Those are on All Ears English.
All right. Our listeners have a lot of content to listen to here.
Yes. You got to get busy. Get busy.
Mm-hmm. For the beach. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle.
All right. Let's talk about the basic steps. So how you can do this. The first step is to give some sort of signal word that shows it's not correct.
Okay.
The second thing is to explain. And the third thing, and this is a really important key so you can really make sure, is make sure that they get it now, right?
Yeah.
So you want to double check, you know, that they're still, because what's even worse is if they still don't get it. And then if you're that person, you feel really awkward asking again. So you want to make sure, like, you want to leave that door open for continued questions to make sure that they feel like, okay, if you still don't get it, it's okay.
Right. Or if they walk away from you thinking they understand and then they go off to someone else and someone tells them they're wrong, sinks your credibility.
Right. Oh, that's so true. You want to make sure that you're clear and you want to know that you're being clear. And also because if you're using that same language to explain it to someone else and like, you know, and I don't know, sometimes as people explaining things, we need to learn the best ways to explain things and we need to learn what doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. So this is a really important skill today. So let's get in then to your step one here, Michelle, the basic steps, give that signal word that shows it's not correct. This is where we have to be. We have to be direct here. It can be painful.
And guys,
sometimes,
you know, I gave you these three steps, but you can kind of mix and match, you know. So we can talk more about that or give examples. So, all right. So step one, let's give a few words that are the signals that show that you're not correct. Lindsay, what's the first thing you can say?
Okay. So you could use the word close. So we use a certain intonation here, Michelle. I'm sure we'll have examples. Close, right? Close. What's next?
Or you could say, not quite, mm-hmm. same kind of intonation.
Yeah, or actually, mm-hmm. and XYZ.
Mm-hmm. Or not exactly.
Right, so intonation is huge here. Guys, you know, your intonation can be a way of communicating that you are trying to inform them, but you're not being harsh. You're not being so direct. You're not saying, exactly. Oh, why don't you get it?
Right. Exactly. It's nice. So the second step is explaining, right? So to introduce the explanation, mm-hmm. Here are some things you could say. So you could say, it's more like, or it's more about, right?
What's the difference between those two, Michelle? That's really interesting. It's more like XYZ or it's more about XYZ? Tricky question.
Good. man, I just stuck them both in there, but I didn't think about the real difference.
Right. It's more like, it's more about. I guess more like is just saying it is this, but more about is talking about
like a more of a
the subject.
Concept?
Yeah, maybe a broader concept or like the actual maybe. Subject, like a problem. Maybe you're pointing to a problem, right? Like homelessness in New York City. It's more about this problem. We'll have to come back to that, Michelle. That might be a follow-up.
Okay. What's the second thing you could say?
Are you taking IELTS in 2021? Now is the time to go and follow the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, where you get insider insight from the examiner perspective on how to get past IELTS. So go over and follow the IELTS Energy podcast with Aubrey Carter and Jessica Beck. See you over there.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Think of it like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's so good, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And then this one is super good for connection. So here's how I think of it.
I really like when people frame things that way. You know, this is how I see it. This is how I think of it. Because it's not saying this is how everyone should see it and does see it. You're putting the responsibility kind of on yourself in a way. Like,
Right. Yeah, that's true. Or a similar one with I is the way I understand it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that too. It's a mm-hmm. certain responsibility that you're taking. And especially this last one, you're kind of saying, I'm not necessarily the ultimate expert.
Yes. Yep.
But
yep. I think so too. It's like a little bit humble.
Yeah, I think that one's humble, which is good. Okay, so we've got those, Michelle.
Okay, and then you explain. Guys, don't worry. We're going to be giving examples.
Yeah,
we're going to do role plays. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is that, you know, key step that I'm sure a lot of people miss, you know, where you make sure that they understood. So this one, we've talked about this before, Lindsay. So yeah, you could say, does that make sense?
Yeah. Right? I remember when we talked about this, I mentioned I had a friend who got into, do you ever get into like speaking loops? I don't know if you get into those where you end up saying the same thing in a conversation multiple times.
Yeah.
He was talking about politics, just really getting into it. And he would communicate his point of view and just said, does that make sense? Does that make sense? He said it too many times. So be careful that you don't get into a speaking loop. Okay, and say the same phrase over and over again.
Yes. Or this one really puts it on you, Lindsay. What could you say?
Did I explain that well enough? Right? Yeah. So that's wordy. That one, might work in some instances.
Right. Like you wouldn't. I don't know, if you're really trying to like show authority or something like that, maybe you wouldn't want to use that, but. If you're just like with a colleague or I don't know, I think it's fair game.
Yeah, cool. And then there's a last one.
Mm-hmm. Is it clear now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So the most casual one here is, does that make sense? That's the most friendly, casual. So you have ranges of formality here, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, let's finally get to the role plays. Here we go.
Okay, all right, so for example, the customers could find another venue, and then we'd want to intercept them at that point.
Close. The way I understand it is the customer is maybe looking for another venue. So even before that point, we should be looking for signs that they're not interested. Did I explain that well enough?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So close. You started with close there. Yeah.
Right. And guys, I believe I even took these expressions of like, explaining like the whole basically, for example, like things like that. Mm-hmm. I believe that was from the other episode. So tried to mix it all in together. So again, make sure you listen to those.
Good. All right, here we go. Here's the next one.
Okay. Okay. So it's basically that the top three sellers will be entered into a contest?
Not quite. Here's how I think of it. They'll first have to enroll in a contest, then go through many rounds, have an interview, and then get to participate. Is it clear now?
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And I want to throw something out there. It's interesting how native speakers do, I guess, for a fourth option for that third step. They might say the first word. This is sort of hard to explain in a podcast. But say, for example, does that, and then use their hand motions to try. Do you ever see that, Michelle? Like just kind of just that.
Yeah. Does that? Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it now.
Yeah. It's hard to communicate.
I have a feeling we're making the same motion.
We probably are. It's like a circular motion with your hand. Does that? Yeah. Right. So that could be another option. You may hear natives say that. They're not finishing the sentence, and it's also keeping it less and less direct as we take off those words, guys.
Right, right, right. Very good, very good. Okay, let's give another one.
All right, I see. So the first quarter sales lead us to our strategies for the rest of the year.
Not exactly. Here's how I think of it. The first quarter sales are important, but the second quarter is really where we learn how things are going. It's like a warm-up round in the first quarter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it. All right, okay. Cool. All right, we have one more.
One more.
I got it. So this is similar to the project we did last March.
Actually, it's more like the one we did over the summer. Does that make sense?
Oh, you're getting into a speaking loop, Michelle. Yes, it makes sense. No, I'm just kidding. It's funny. Don't mean to poke fun here. That's no, great. So yeah, we use a lot of the tools here. In this last one, actually, right? Starting with actually. So really good tool. What else, Michelle?
And then we say it's more like the one we did over the summer. And then finally, does that make sense?
Yeah, very good. So we've got a lot of examples. Guys, I really hope that you have written these down. You know, you're going to want to rely on these, come back to them. If you're listening in the app, then you'll have a chance to save some of these words in your personal power list. Right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This is good. I mean, guys, this is a good strategy. I mean, because sometimes when someone thinks they understand something, they don't. And you have to make it not awkward, and you have to continue to guide them in the right direction, and you have to be patient and confident, and you have to explain yourself clearly, and you have to check to ensure that you did. So that's a lot of steps. We went over all of them today. So yeah, that's what this is all about. And guys, remember to listen to the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. Again, Jessica was an IELTS examiner for 14 years, so she has a lot of wisdom as well as Aubrey has a lot of wisdom over there. They are awesome.
So good. Guys, go on over there and follow IELTS Energy Podcast, and we'll see you guys over there for some exciting stuff happening in the month of August. All right, Michelle, I'm really glad that we created an episode today on this topic because I think it's so important for maintaining relationships in the business world.
Definitely. Oh, so yeah. This is huge for business. So many times you have to explain something and you want to be clear when you explain it. And if you weren't quite clear the first time, or maybe just the person didn't understand, keep trying and don't, you know, be inviting in the way that, you know, you're explaining something.
You got it. All right, Michelle, let's hop off the mic. I'll see you next time.
Hop off.
Right. Bye. All right, bye. Take care. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.